The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Good afternoon and welcome into the Early Edge in 5. I'm Grace Remington, and let me begin by saying I am just so happy to be hosting this show. Dare I say it, but this betting community between Sportsline and the Early Edge might just be the best worldwide. So I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy you're a part of it. So show us some love, like this video, subscribe to the channel, and jump in the chat. Would love to know what you guys are thinking. We might have a new host, but the cappers are the same, and they are some of the best. So let's bring them in. We got our tried and true Frickin' Frack, EC and Specty, Mikey B and Prop Stars. It's my first show with Mikey B and Proppy. Hard to believe, but that just means this is going to be the best show ever, guys. The morning show, by the way, already 3-0. So we're just going to keep the momentum rolling. Before we get started, though, I've seen some comments from our loyal viewers. They're worried about Coach. Don't worry, guys. He's not going anywhere. He's staying on the morning show. And EC, why don't you show us who's on the bookshelf behind you? Proppy, I know you got a miniature Coach with you, too. He's still in the box looking as fresh as ever. Yeah. So, guys.
Well, Proppy's trying to make money off of it. Yeah, he's trying to make money off of it, Grace.
I actually ordered these in wholesale. I marked them up on eBay. Yeah, I've turned a really huge profit. So I'm actually collecting these of all the hosts. So I have EC's is currently being, it's in production right now that I'm hoping to acquire a Grace one very shortly as well. Everybody be a lookout for the host action figures.
This is amazing. I would expect nothing less from you, Proppy. And EC, I'm just proud of you as always for being around. let's get into the picks, guys. Fun night tonight. We got NBA Finals Game 1, Denver and Heat. First time ever for Denver in franchise history that they are here. An 8.5-point favorite. It sat at 9 for a bit. It's actually going back down to 8.5 at some places. 46% of the tickets, 88% of the handle on Denver, thanks to the altitude, the best home advantage in the NBA, and then the total bet up from 218.5 to 219 with the major majority of the tickets and handle on the over there. But we got some great prop artists on the show. So Specty, I'm going to start with you. Where are you going tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to go over to Jamal Murray at over 25.5 points, -127. Murray went over this number in 3 of the 4 games against the Lakers in the Western Conference Final. And the fourth game where he didn't, he had 25 points, only losing by the hook. He averaged 32.5 points against the Lakers, and the line averaged in those 4 games at 25.5. The books aren't making any adjustments compared to the Western Conference Final, regardless of how he played, but our AI model is. So our AI model is projecting 28.2 points for Jamal Murray tonight. We're going to sail on this over.
All right. And if Jamal Murray is having a big game, that means this Nuggets role player that Proppy you're on could also be in for a big night. Loving the synergy here. Proppy, what do you got for us?
Yeah, Grace. We have two props. First up, we're going Bruce Brown, Nuggets sixth man, under 17.5 combined points, rebounds, and assists. Brown has been an excellent player throughout this postseason, comes off Denver's bench, gives them a ton of energy. He can fill up the box scores, do things in a variety of ways. However, I do think this is going to be a difficult series for him. The majority of Bruce Brown's scoring comes inside the paint. Miami is one of the best defensive teams in the NBA. They're particularly adept at defending the paint. They allow the second fewest points in the paint in the NBA. So I just think Bruce Brown's impact might be a little bit limited. Furthermore, he tends to not really play a lot of minutes in game one. If you look at the previous 3 series, he usually plays the lowest minutes in game one and starts to get more and more playing time as the series progresses and as the starters get worn down a bit. So I could only see him playing maybe 24 to 25 minutes tonight, coupled with the fact I do think this is a very tough matchup for him. And then we're going to go full contrarian. We're fading Jimmy Butler under 27 and a half points. I like this for a number of reasons. The focal point being, I think Aaron Gordon is one of the premier defenders in the NBA. He is going to be tasked with slowing down Jimmy Butler. He defended LeBron in the previous series, held him under 26 points in three or four games. Defended Kevin Durant, talk about tough assignments, the previous series, held him to under 45% shooting. He has the length, the mobility to really make things difficult on Jimmy Butler. Also, Jimmy's only averaging under 25 points in the previous two series as well. He exploded early on in the playoffs, but his scoring has really been capped as we've seen the emergence of Caleb Martin and some other Heat role players. I really think this line should have been opened at 25 and a half. So excellent value, in my opinion, taking Jimmy Butler under 27 and a half points tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to believe Jimmy Butler is actually going under that number 70% of the time in the playoffs. He's really only scoring in those closeout type games, but obviously those big spots are the ones that we remember. But good spot there, Proppy. Mikey B, I'm going to you next, and I want to assure you, this has nothing to do with the Maestro seat. I was told when I took over hosting duties for this show, I was given two directions, wrote them down. Number one, Specty always leads the show off. Number two, EC goes last so that he can go banana land. So that's, I respect you, Mikey B. I am merely just following the rules here. So please give us your picks.
Listen, this is EC's world and we're all just happy to be a part of it. So I have two player props. We'll do Nikola Jokic over 9.5 assists at minus 150. He dished out at least 11 assists in 7 of the last 8 games. He's been pushing the pace. If you watch, as soon as he grabs the rebound, he's turning and going up the court. During the regular season, he averaged 11.1 assists per game at home. What helped his cause is the Nuggets as a team shot just under 51% from the field at home during the regular season. Full complement of shooters at his side, the home crown behind him. I like Jokic over 9.5 assists. Then my guy Jimmy Buckets, I got to play a Jimmy Butler prop. I'm going to take over 5.5 assists at minus 140. He's a lot more than just a scorer. He's had at least 6 assists in 7 of the last 10 games. And 2 of the 3 that he missed during that span, he had 5 each, so they were near misses. 2 games against the Nuggets during the regular season, he had 8 and 9 assists respectively. I think the Heat are going to be forced to play at a faster pace to keep up with the high-scoring Nuggets. So we'll take Jimmy Buckets with the dimes over 5.5 assists.
All right, more synergy, right? We got Proppy fading, Jimmy Buckets on the scoring end, so that's got to mean he's dishing it out some more. Great job, guys. All right, EC, I saw the email today where we all send in our picks, and I had to refresh so many times because I thought, I have to be missing picks somewhere. There's no way EC is giving out only 2 picks today and not his daily 7-leg parlay. So either something is unwell, or these are just the best 2 picks of all time. But please do share.
Well, Grace, I'll tell you, thank you for the Maestro spot, by the way. It's certainly not based on performance. The last 5 days have been very poor on my end. Not, you know, we weren't shut out the last few days, but it has not been our best. But I'm going to try with these 2 picks to get back on track so we can roll with a parlay tomorrow. It's Parlay Friday, so we'll get one in there then. But let's stay in the NBA. Aaron Gordon, my U of A guy, over 21.5 points, rebounds, and assists at minus 105. I'm just trying to fit in with the rest of the guys on the show here. Gordon has averaged 26 PRA during the regular season, only 21 during the playoffs. But here's the key tonight. He's 35-5 in the regular season when taking 10 or more shot attempts. He's 5-2 over this number as well when taking double-digit shot attempts in the playoffs. So that's the key to him hitting this over 21.5 PRA. Sounds weird, but go with it. He's 40-7 on the year when shooting double-digit shot attempts and going over this 21.5 number. Started at 20.5, then it went up. People are on it. His average during the regular season is what, like 16-7-3? I think he averages something like that tonight, and we hit this prop, hopefully to get us on the right track of basketball. I haven't made a pick on there in a while. We have to do a baseball prop. I'm going to try. I mean, it's just been a little disappointing lately, but we're going to try Jeremy Peña, the Houston Astros, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs, laying some juice at minus 145. So he's 4-7 lifetime against Reed Detmers of the Angels. He's over this number in 4 of his last 5 games. And in the last week, he's hitting .353. In that Astros lineup, he hits second. I think he scores at least a run. I think he gets a hit. I think we can get 2-0, and that would set up perfectly before Parlay Friday.
And we have 7 picks total, so it actually works with your daily 7-leg parlay. Anyways, Did you see, by the way, Jeremy Pena, the little ump show he got caught in yesterday?
I did. You know, maybe that will bounce him back. New series, different opponent. Houston struggled yesterday. Maybe he can. I just need something, Grace. I need to get on the right track. It's been so frustrating.
I'm scared to ask this, but I know you have a flawless record on date nights. So is that what's missing here?
Well, yeah. I'll just
look at his specty face.
I'm just gonna leave it at that. But trust the process tonight is all I'm gonna say.
Is we're EC back off on the Hinge, market? People.
Yeah. What? Trust the process tonight.
No. I'm just saying trust the process tonight.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I can't see the comments. Someone's going to have to read it for me.
This is whoa.
A lot of dates being offered to EC in the chat right now.
Yeah.
Love it.
Just
all right,
trust
guys,
me tonight. Yep, there we go. Thank you, Mikey. This is another date night. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Alicia, we're all at, yeah, everyone just help EC out here. We need to get back on the MLB hot streak. All right, guys, let's go to the recap screen. We're starting with Specty, who's got Jamal Murray over 25.5 points. Mikey B, Nikola Jokic over 9.5 assists. Jimmy Butler over 9.5 assists. Proppy going Jimmy Butler under, contrarian, 27.5 points. Bruce Brown under 17.5 points, rebounds, and assists. And EC rounding us out with Jeremy Pena. We have one MLB bet today. Over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBI. And Aaron Gordon over 21.5 PRA. So that's going to do it for us on today's episode of the Early Edge in 5. But the betting doesn't stop here. Tune in to CBS Sports HQ. You can watch on Pluto, Paramount Plus, the CBS Sports app, because there is a 6 o'clock Eastern Sportsline hour and there is an 8 o'clock Eastern live betting show. You can pick up so many tips on there. Thank you for watching or listening today, and we will see you back here tomorrow.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.